This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the world looks at India with hope and expectations because of the power of the youth. Addressing Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the government's biggest focus in policy is empowering the youth. He stressed that all policies, whether for the startup ecosystem, space economy, sports manufacturing industry, skill development or internship schemes, are youth-centric and aimed at benefiting young people. The Prime Minister said the magnitude of this country's democracy embodies the teachings of the gurus, the sacrifices of the Sahibzadas and the mantra of national unity. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children, who hailed from 14 states and union territories, were recognized for accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, President Murmu highlighted that this day is observed every year to honour the unparalleled sacrifice and courage of the younger sons of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh. Ahead of the assembly polls in Delhi, Aam Aadmi Party today accused the Congress of trying to help BJP in winning the upcoming elections. Briefing media in New Delhi, the party leader Sanjay Singh objected to some of the remarks made by senior Congress leader Ajay Makan against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal. Mr. Singh asked Indie Alliance bloc parties to remove Congress from alliance if no action is taken against Mr. Makan. Meanwhile, the Congress has rejected allegations of the Aam Aadmi Party. Talking to media in Delhi, Congress leader Sandeep Dixit has claimed that the AAP earlier used to make allegations against leaders Sharad Pawar, Lalu Yadav and Mulayam Singh Yadav, but the party is siding with the same people today. Reacting to allegations of the AAP, he claimed that it is not any political party but the people of Delhi who will defeat the Aam Aadmi Party in the upcoming polls. The BJP today accused the Karnataka Congress of sharing a distorted map of India on its social media, excluding the Aksai Chin and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir as part of the party's working committee in Belagavi. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the opposition party had done similar things in the past as well, and now it has become clear that the Congress has connections with the power that is trying to break India. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 today held meetings with Principal Secretaries and Revenue Secretaries of the Department of Minority Affairs of Karnataka, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. During the meeting, the committee tried to know about the registered and unregistered properties and the status of the Waqf properties in these states. Talking to media after the meeting, chairperson of the committee, Jagdambika Pal, said that the panel will call other organizations and state government officials and will go on tours to West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The Election Commission today said that the 2024 Lok Sabha election saw 64.64 crore votes being polled and the number of female votes outshine male participation with 65.78%. The data was mentioned in a comprehensive set of 42 statistical reports released by the poll body. The commission in a statement said that this Suo Motu initiative is to enhance public trust, which constitutes the underpinning of India's electoral system. It also said that these reports will enable time series analysis to track the long-term outlook and shifts in the electoral and political landscape. The National Human Rights Commission has taken Suo Motu cognizance of the reported increase in suicides among tribal people settled in the outskirts of Thiruvananthapuram district in Kerala, with about 23 deaths reported in 2024 itself. The commission has issued notices to the Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police of Kerala calling for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. As per reports, around 138 suicides occurred, mostly in Peringamala Panchayat in the district between 2011 and 2022. The NHRC noted that after 2 years of relative calm, the string of suicides has returned to haunt the tribal settlements in the district. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the 4th test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne today. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both teams have won one match each in the 5-match series. And with that, we end this news bulletin.